Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 6 says, there's a time to gain and a time to lose. This is the fourth in our series of navigating life's losses. And today we focus on what else our children might need from us when they're grieving. Firstly, our honesty. They need to know we're hurting too. When they see you crying, but you tell them, I'm all right, they're confused. They think either you're not hurting and your tears don't mean anything, or you're not being real with them. They need to know the genuine you so they can be real with you and trust you with their hurts. Secondly, they need our awareness of their feelings without overprotecting them. For them, as for you, there's a time to weep, mourn, and lose. God has made all these experiences appropriate in its time, as we read in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Don't inhibit or invalidate their sadness, anger, and depression. It's part of their God-given humanness, and it'll help them to become balanced, compassionate adults. Thirdly, they need sensitive listening. Kids learn and grow through loss when they've had an open and understanding listener. Listen, then reflect on their feelings. You might say, it sounds like you're angry. Do you want to talk about it? Don't analyze, ask. Listen with your eyes and ears. Your words might say you're all right, but your eyes suggest you're sad. Number four, they need permission to express negative emotion. Anger and resentment aimed at doctors or the system, family members, you, and even God is normal. Don't say you shouldn't say such things. Instead, say, sounds like a real honest expression of pain and disappointment. Do you want to talk more about it? Expression detoxifies negative emotion. And finally, they need inclusion in our grief rituals. Include them in family gatherings, funeral planning and services, and they'll find comfort in the validation, closure, and healing that these times bring. Navigating Life's Losses, Part 4. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.